The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Why can't we fix the immigration problem in America? Why can't we teach the Bible in our schools anymore? Why do we keep losing jobs to foreign countries? Believe it or not, these great issues in America do all root in the same problem. That problem is, we no longer understand the biblical concept of covenant. The word covenant, as defined in America's first dictionary, means the meeting of minds. Covenant means that two or more people think enough alike to be able to enter into a binding agreement to walk together to accomplish a certain task. Admittedly, this is not an easy thing to do. Because of our sin in the Garden of Eden, we think our own thoughts and generally do not want anyone else to challenge that thinking. The Bible shows the ultimate result of our refusal to submit to the life of God in the beginning of history is that everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Since the root of sin and each of us insist on its own way, we cannot walk in covenant together for very long. Lost mankind always ends up fighting because of disagreeing over what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. This is why global government can never work. When the pilgrims came here in 1620, they'd been walking in a church covenant for 15 years. They had learned the joy of thinking with God, that is, being willing to let Him change one's mind so that one thought as He thinks about life and living. Once two individuals started on the journey with God of learning to think as He thinks, then they had a basis for thinking enough alike to walk together in this life. While this can only be accomplished by meeting daily with God in His Word, the Bible, the pilgrims were diligent to do this. Their thinking was gradually changed to agree with God as they discovered and embraced His way of thinking revealed in the Bible. The more they thought with God, the easier it was to think with each other. While walking together in a church covenant required a much greater commitment than walking together in a civil covenant, the principle was the same. Each citizen had to agree concerning the purpose of civil government and how the law should be written and administered. This meant that all were agreeing that God was our Creator and the giver of civil government, and as such, we were accountable to the civil law because it was His method of maintaining order in a society. Those who attached their names to that document were saying, "I may not be a Christian, but I do believe God created us all, and I'm willing to live by civil law based on the Bible." They believed and agreed to the purpose of the Pilgrims' government as being, quote, "the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." This is why only revival can restore our nation. We can't walk together unless we think alike, at least in the understanding that Jesus Christ created us all and that civil government is His idea. Only then will covenant in the civil realm be a reality. Only then do we have a standard for who can be a citizen, and why the Bible should be taught in our schools, and why our citizens' labor should be protected against outsiders. Do you understand the biblical truth of covenant? The Bible says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord." What are you doing to bring about a return to faith in Jesus Christ and His Word as the standard for our society? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our pilgrim seminars and Christian history tours, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.